Good morning, everyone. Before we start today's lesson, let me ask you something. Who here likes stories? Stories about fairy tales, legends, horror, romance, or even mystery? Think about the stories you know, like Malin Kundang, Timun Mas, Cinderella, or stories you watch on Netflix or YouTube. Why do we like stories? Because stories are not boring. They make us feel happy, curious, scared, or even touched. Today, we are going to learn narrative text. Narrative text is a text that tells a story. It doesn't only tell events, but also shows characters, problems, and how the story ends. When you read a narrative text, you are not just reading English, you are following a story, understanding feelings, and learning lessons from it. So, in today's lesson, we will learn what narrative text is, the social function of narrative text, the structure of a narrative text, and the language features of narrative text. Let's start. Narrative text. A narrative text is a text that tells a story. The story can be real or imaginary. A narrative text usually has a beginning, a middle, and an ending. We can find narrative texts in fairy tales, legends, fables, myths, mystery stories, romance stories, horror stories, or science fiction. Social function of narrative text. The social function of a narrative text is to entertain, to inform, or to teach a lesson through a story. 1. To entertain. Narrative texts are written to entertain the readers. For example, imagine a funny story about a naughty cat who tries to take cookies from a jar, but its head gets stuck. The story makes you laugh and feel happy. That is the entertainment function. Purpose: to make the reader enjoy the story. 2. To inform. A narrative text can also give information in an interesting way. For example, a story set in ancient Rome may tell us about people's clothes, their daily jobs, and their traditions. Even though the characters are fictional, the story helps us learn history and culture. The information is not written like a textbook, but hidden inside the story. Purpose: to give knowledge through a story. 3. To teach moral value. Many narrative texts teach moral lessons. For example, The Tortoise and the Hare tells us that being patient is important. We should not underestimate others. The lesson is not explained directly, but shown through the story. Purpose: to teach a moral or life lesson. In short, entertain makes the reader happy or amused. Inform gives knowledge through a story. Teach delivers a moral lesson. Generic structure of narrative text. A narrative text usually has the following structure. 1. Orientation. Orientation is the beginning of the story. It introduces who, characters, where, place, when, time. Background, the initial condition or situation before the problem appears. Background explains the early situation of the characters, their habits, feelings, or daily life. Example: once upon a time, in a small village, there lived a kind girl named Lily. She loved helping others. From the example, time, once upon a time, place, in a small village, character, Lily, background, she loved helping others. Orientation helps the reader understand the situation at the start of the story. Complication. Complication is the part where the problem or conflict appears. This makes the story more interesting. Example: one day, a terrible storm destroyed Lily's village. Many people lost their homes. Resolution. Resolution tells how the problem is solved. The ending can be happy or sad. Example: Lily worked together with the villagers to rebuild their homes. Finally, the village was safe again. Reorientation. Optional. Reorientation gives a moral lesson or closing comment. Example, from that day on, Lily learned that kindness and teamwork can solve any problem. The language features. Using past tense. It is logical, since the stories typically happen in the past. They can use simple past, past continuous, or past perfect tense. Using action verbs. Action verbs are verbs that show the performance of action. They specifically describe what the subject, person, animal, force of nature, or thing, of the sentence is doing. For examples, run, walk, cry, scream, explode, kick, etc. Using temporal conjunction. Temporal conjunctions express relationships with time in the flow or sequence of events. For examples, before, after, during or while a period or activity, since, until, when. So, that is the introduction to narrative text. Now, you already know what narrative text is, its social function, its structure, and its language features. Next, you will learn some examples of narrative texts. See you in the next lesson.